coming soon, too soon, the greatest show on earth. Pretty, near-naked girls dancing atop muscular horses. Death-defying acts, high-wire acts, and the Freak Show.
The Republican National Convention opens today in Miami, while in Chicago, the threat of a telephone strike remains.
The fog-bound republic careens in confusion. The ship of state's rigging is out of our hands. The puppeteers still will allow no intrusion. And the boys in the back room still shout their commands. The pageant of plastic at last is transparent, revealing the form it's been forced in so long. The actors are cast now in peekaboo mask, and their muzzles reveal they've just been miming the song.
The voice of the people is pressed through a filter. Its fidelity gets a compressor or two. It's thinned to a whisper for easy retention, and stacked in the archives for the scholar's review.
AT&T just might strike up an eclipse, 'cause the cast is all crumbling and whodunit is plain. A blackout might be a disguise and a blessing, but my brain will still keep counting all those votes cast in vain. A conventional convention is a traveling freak show. Its intent is more freakish than the freaks in its tent. The high wire's reduced to some limbo stick level, and the roustabouts rough up all the roofs they resent. Don't tell me of freak shows or hamstringing puppets or those mythical ships with their sails set for sand, while delegates demonstrate the primary's phantom weight and the fate of a nation slips through our hands.